This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Mindful Monday Meditation. I'm really happy to be here with you, and I hope I'll be guiding a practice that you'll all enjoy. So, hi, everybody. I hope you can hear me okay. Let me see if I have my microphone right. Yes, this is the one. Okay, so for those of you who are new to meditation, as Marvin always says, I hope I'll give clear guidance and show you that, you know, this practice is not really that difficult. We can all do it because it's all about a skill, an ability that we all humans have, which is to be able to choose where we place our attention in a given moment. So we're going to do that by choosing a very simple object like sounds, sensations in our bodies, and the sensations associated with the breath. So we're going to start now. We can do this seated, standing, lying down. You can choose whatever posture feels more comfortable for you right now. We can do it by having our eyes open, closed, or in between. Okay, so we're going to start by taking a few deeper breaths without forcing. Filling up the lungs and releasing the air slowly. And now I will invite you to focus your attention on the sounds that you can hear. Don't need to keep track of all the sounds. Just being open to whatever you can hear right now. Maybe noticing whatever aspect you can detect. Maybe sounds outside from the street. Now I can hear the sounds of cars and a motorcycle. Some construction noises nearby. Don't need to pinpoint the exact source of the sound. Just pay attention to the experience of listening right now. And in the same way we pay attention to the sounds, with an open awareness, we can also work with our bodies, paying attention to the sensations we can feel right now. So when you wish, I invite you to bring your attention to the sensations of your body, maybe sensations of weight, contact with the chair, contact with the floor, and any other sensation that may arise moment by moment. Some sensations can be pleasant, some can be neutral, some can be unpleasant. And we're going to try to notice them and be open to them, letting them be whatever they are without trying to control or manage them. In the midst of all the sensations that we might be able to notice in this moment, see if you can find neutral sensations in the body. Maybe some sensations are really loud. Maybe there's some pain going on somewhere. Tension, tiredness, sleepiness. And we can intentionally search for neutral sensations. And the reason we do that is because if we find neutral sensations, that can be a really good spot to focus our attention in the midst of everything else. And that's where the sensations of the breath can be a very good object for the meditation. So if you want, try and see if you can feel the sensations of the breath as it's happening right now, without controlling it, not breathing deeply as we did when we started.
Hello?
Just observing the
it is
normal sensations of the breath. How do we know that we're breathing? Other than the conceptual knowing that we're breathing, because we know that if we don't, we would be dead really quickly. So how do we know that we're breathing? It's because there's sensations happening. With the in-breath, we can maybe notice the belly moving, expanding, sensations in the chest, the flow of air inside the nostrils. See if you can notice some sensations. There's not a need to be aware of all the sensations, but just a few of them, to feel the breath in the body as it's happening right now. And if for some reason you feel like the breath is not the right object to work with right now, you can go back to sounds, or maybe finding another place in your body, another sensation, which is more neutral, like sensations in the hands, the feet, or whatever else you were able to find neutral sensations. So our job here is very simple, and because it's very simple, it's very likely that the mind is going to find something more interesting or important to do. So maybe we're going to start thinking about things that we need to do, or things that we need to pay attention to later, maybe. So that's very normal, and it's not like we're failing at the practice, but rather it's our intelligence kicking in. And our job is, like I said, very simple. We can notice those thoughts, maybe emotions also in the background, in the neighborhood of those thoughts. And all we do is recognize those thoughts, maybe using a label, thinking, planning. And then this is the radical thing that we do. We let them do their thing in the background. We don't pay much attention to them. We don't try to get rid of them. We're not trying to squelch the thoughts. Just become aware of them, and then coming back to the object that we were working with, like sensations of the breath. Where's my breath right now? Coming back to the breath, or the hands, or the feet, or sounds. Coming back to a neutral home base where we're placing our attention on purpose, trying to notice something that's happening right now. We're coming back to our object of meditation again and again. It takes some effort. We have to stay vigilant so we notice when we're wandering to other places in our minds, outside, other stimuli that captures our attention momentarily. And the reason we're doing it is because when we focus our attention on something relatively neutral and stay with that experience for a while, that creates the conditions for more concentration. Clarity of mind, calm, it's pretty amazing, for me at least, because it doesn't sound like it would do something like this, but for me at least, most of the time it works. And it's not like we're trying to create those effects, but it's way more simple. It's just trying to stay with the sensations we're focusing on for a while and coming back. Every time we notice we drifted somewhere, we come back. We don't need to evaluate how well we've done it so far. Even if we've been distracted a lot, that's not a problem. We can reconnect with the sensations of the breath and start again right now. Sensations in the hands, the feet, or sounds. Okay, we're gonna stop the meditation now, and I will invite you to pay attention for a while to what effects can you notice now that we've practiced for this short period of time. Sometimes the effects are subtle, so I find it very useful to pay attention and see whatever might have changed from before to after the meditation. So thank you. Thank you for your practice. It's really good to practice with you. Thank you. Thank you for practicing.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.